Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
And we that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Say it to yourself. And we that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Sometimes you have to quote that to yourself. Say it in the air when the thoughts are bombarding your mind. Tell yourself that we have already crucified the flesh. Because like we said, lust of the flesh is greediness. Lust of the flesh is what makes people go into all of those evil natures. But if you say, I am already crucified with Christ, then you can say, I have crucified the flesh also. With all its affections and emotions too. What are the emotions? The anger and the temperament and so on, they are emotions. The sadness that can make things go into depression. Those are emotions that you don't want to dwell in them. And when the demons come, we see anybody that has that thing, prone to those things, they come and work on their mind to make them go deeper and deeper into depression. And that is what you want to resist by speaking the word of God and say, hey, I am already crucified with Christ, and Christ is in control of my life. I have cast all my bodies upon him. Then rejoice in the Lord. Amen? If you say you have cast your body upon the Lord, then you have to leave it there with him and then rejoice in the Lord. Amen? We're going to go, we're going to wrap it up right now because I'm going to reserve the next Wednesday. We are going to do Bible study, Bible study. But what we have talked today is what? Think about what, how is God going to react to this if I implement this thought? What will be God's reaction? The first thing, and then, am I gratifying self in this thought that is coming to me if I go and implement it? Am I gratifying myself? Let me give you one more example that the Lord Jesus Christ himself gave to us. How will God react to this? What happened in Luke chapter 12? Open to Luke chapter 12 with me. The Lord gave this parable, but let's consider it. Where do you think the idea came from? Lord, I said earlier when we started, I said, the idea that comes to our head, are they generated from us or are they coming from the outside? We are intelligent, so some are generating from us. But when the demons are around, they are also generated from the outside. But we have to make sure that they are all still not satisfying, not gratifying self. Here's Luke chapter 12, that the story the Lord Jesus gave of a rich man. The Bible called him a rich fool. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself. You see what I'm talking about? Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. So the rich man thought within himself, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. That's a suggestion. Ideas come to his head. This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Now, those are just ideas and thoughts that came to his head. He has not even implemented it yet. But what the first, that's why we are, I got the first point that I pointed out. I said, what will be God's reaction to this thought is what you should first consider. Because we are to serve him. We are here to serve God. But this is what God's reaction is to this story of this man that said he's going to build and tell his soul to rest. See, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Well, the thought came to his head, he said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and God is watching, because God searches the hearts and the reins. And what will be God's reaction to this thought should be what you should consider anytime you want to do anything. How will God react to this? Is this gratifying self? Careful. Because we're turning to be enemy of God if you begin to gratify yourself. And according to God's plan, according to God's standard, that is idolatry. You remember the story of the Tower of Babel? Woman and girl together and they say, well, let us do this and let us do that. We can say there's nothing really wrong in what they are trying to do. Well, let us build something. But God said, God looked down and said, what will be God's reaction? We have to ponder upon it. In any step, in any thought, what will be God's reaction? Because even in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, a thought came to his heart while he was upon his bed and he was meditating. What is going to be after me? And God watches the hearts. And God reads the mind. And God showed to him a vision of what is going to be after him. So that is why we say, watch and make sure that what you know what is God's reaction to this thought. How much money if the thought is coming from the demons? No, you don't even want to consider it. If it's coming from you, you think, well, it's a plan. This plan is going to work great. I'm going to expand my business. This is going to work out. It may be a good plan, but what is God's reaction perhaps should be what you should wait upon before you take any step. Commit it unto the Lord. Then you are honoring him. Amen? Yeah. Say, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. But when that is out of the way, you don't put God into the equation, then you are asking for his reaction, which may not be favorable. Amen? So then the second part is, am I gratifying self? Because self is always what human beings almost watch. And when you look at the world, they talk about self-esteem. You must have self-esteem. See, there must be a fine line between self-esteem and pride. Fine line, and the enemy, that's what the demon specializes in, is to push you across that fine line. Amen? He said, well, you have to be self-confident, be confident of yourself. Everybody says we should encourage our children to be like that, but see, there's a fine line, and we can't recognize that fine line. Where when you begin to be self-confident, be confident of yourself, have a self-esteem of yourself, so that you don't lose the interview, the devil can push you across that self-confidence until you have become proud, arrogant, and it becomes pride. And those are demons. Demons of pride. They just specialize in that. And very soon, the man will know when the spirit just departed. Like Samson, like that king, like that prophet Zedekiah, like King Saul. Self-esteem, yeah, but we have to know the final. So, but what we are saying is, consider, am I... Is it going to be self-gratifying so that I don't turn into an idol worshiper? Amen? And the Lord, he loves us and he has given us all the weapons that we should use, the Bible, the Word of God. Confess it. Say it to yourself. Know it. Meditate on it. He said that day and night. And then the Lord himself will be, if you have taken him for that, you put him on where he belongs, then he will be helping you to overcome all those things. These demons are in the air, of course, they are roaming around, but we have more power than them. I'm not saying you should be afraid of them, but the part I'm talking about is that wash yourself and make sure you're not yielding your mind onto ideas first that can bring sin. Because he said, once you yield, he said, let's read this verse as we wrap it up. The book of James. Here is James. He said, where does all this striving, where do they come from? Chapter 4, verse 1, James chapter 4. He said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? From where those wars and fightings, striving, whether in the household or in the among students or in the world? We say, where do they come from? Come they not hence even of your lusts? That war in your members, see the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the demons, they specialize in making these things, amplifying it, agitate, and if you are not careful, they agitate you until the point there is war, they strive. Say you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. So it's coming from those lusts and from all those things, and demons just look for opportunities. But if you know that, then put away all those opportunities before. In fact, I say that put away meddling. That's how Solomon said it. So I say striving comes through meddling. She said it, you say it, he say it, and very soon nobody wants to stop first. Argument. It's meddling. And the demons like that. They bring some more words to your mind. Say it to him again. and you can't keep your mouth shut, you say it to him again. And the ground to this soldier, give some more words, say it to him again. Escalation. See, from whence come wars and so on. Who is going to be the Christian first and sip the mouth and say, I don't see anymore? Those are the ways that you go. Just remember all those Bible verses, like the Bible said, the one I just described now, which is striving. The Bible said, he that keepeth his mouth, he that shutteth his lips, can still be a man of understanding. So you see, you have to remember that Bible verse. That's how you quench the fire of the enemy before it goes too far. But all of those Bible simple verses have to be practiced. Amen? You better practice them. Those small things, you have to practice them. That is how you put all those demons at bay. Constantly resist the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Amen? Well, let's stand up out of our feet. Let's stand up out of our feet. Let's pray. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. And that's how you resist him, by the word of God, by obeying the scriptures, by confessing it. You obey the ones that look like actions. Then you confess the one that you need to confess to get those things off your mind. Talk to Jesus, because everybody is exposed to those things. Don't say, well, I'm above all those things. The thoughts don't even come to me. Then you may be deceived. Maybe already those are the thoughts already coming to you. But you have to say, gee, I am for Jesus, and Jesus is in me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Christ in me is above all things. Confess that. Jesus in me is the hope of glory. Confess it. Let's say it. Confess it to the Lord Jesus. Just confess it to Jesus. See, Christ in me is the hope of my glory. So thank you, Jesus, because you have given me the weapons over all the powers of the enemy. Say, thank you, Jesus, because you have given me the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And say, thank you, Jesus, because you have given me the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, by which I will smite the devils, and also the love of God. So thank you, Jesus, for you have given me the spirit of love. Because he said, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not easily provoked. You have to exercise those. So thank you, Jesus, for those activities of the divine love of God that I should exercise to be patient, to cast my body upon the Lord so I don't go into worry, emotional roller coaster. You don't want to go into that, because those are the avenues for the devil. So say thank you, just thank him for that. Just thank him that, Jesus, thank you for your word that giveth me the victory and the liberty to confess your word and to resist all those roller coaster thoughts, ideas, suggestions, because I have the power over my mind. You know you have power over your mind. Amen? You can cast the demons out yourself. That's why I say you want to cast them out. When they come bombarding you from the outside, you cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Why? Because the Bible says, I have the mind of Christ. When you say that, they just run off like flies. That's how you say, chip, to the fly, chip. The Bible said, I have the mind of Christ, so the thoughts just disappear. They will try against one and say, well, Christ in me is the word of God. You have to be confessing it and blowing them away. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of the word of life, the promise of eternal life, for the righteousness you have brought to us. Because he said that is for our chest, the breastplate of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, for you have brought us from the kingdom of darkness and you have planted us into the kingdom of your dear Son, so that we have that victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that power through the Lord Jesus Christ over all the courts of the enemy, over all the principalities of powers of darkness, over the ropes of the devil that brings people into sin. Because sin is, Bible says, a reproach to any person. But righteousness exalted a nation. Father, we know we have that victory over sin because Christ has destroyed all the works of the devil. Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The first work of the devil is what? Sin. And Christ has brought us out of sin and sinful nature. But he said we are to come to the fullness of the stature of Christ by the washing of water by the word. He said he has put ministries in the church for the perfecting of the saints. So this is to make us get closer and closer to that perfection. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are going to teach us more how to resist, how to have a renewed mind daily, so that the enemy, we are not allowing the enemy to build any nest upon our head. Like somebody said, you can't stand birds from, you can't resist, you can't stop the birds from flying above your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your head. And that's what we are talking about, is to make sure that they don't build a nest in your mind by casting them out, by blowing them away, by speaking the word. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you have taught us this and you're going to teach us more. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, I hope you get something out of this because it's a warfare. The Bible says this thing is a warfare. And if you take it as a warfare, then you know that, hey, don't sit on your laurels. But the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. They are mighty through God. Even the little child can use it, what you just mentioned. Not just for the adults. Little children, the thoughts come to your mind that is not right. You resist it. You tell yourself that, hey, this is not the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. That thought that says, everybody is going to the stores. And a friend comes to you and says, you know, I just picked this thing from the store. Did you buy it? No. I just put it in my pocket. I say, ah, that's not good. Oh, well, they have a lot of them. Those are thoughts, ideas, suggestions. You tell your friends that, no, that is wrong. As you say it, then withdraw yourself from the environment. Amen? Because that is how the demons plan thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. That's what they call it, pickpockets, or what they call it, shoplifters. They plant ideas in the schools. How they say, look at that ring. They say, where did you get it? I just pick it up from the store. How much did you buy it? Oh, I don't buy it. They have a lot of them. They are planting bad ideas. And if you are a Christian, you will say, that is evil. And don't even consider it. And rebuke them. That means rather rebuke them. Amen? And that is how you rebuke them. If you think you cannot rebuke them, then maybe you want to go report them. In fact, sometimes you are helping them to get out of that trouble. But for you, as a child of God, you have to renew your mind that, hey, remember what the Bible said, that I have the mind of Christ. I'm not going to let the demon put ideas into my head. You quench it immediately, like the word of God said, by his faith. You quench every fiery dust of the devil. Amen? By your faith, you quench every arrow. These are arrows. They just bring the thoughts. You say, no. The same thing with every other thing the devil will plant you. Everybody is having sex. You are still virgin. Don't let them plant evil ideas into your mind. Resist the devil and quench him with the fire, with the word of God that says, the Bible said, flee fornication. You speak it out. Then you go withdraw from all the environments, from all the activities of the devils. It's a flee from every appearance of the devil. That is how you resist the constant battle, because the battle is not just for one day. As long as you are still here, until the Lord locks up all those demons in hell and lake of fire at the end, they are allowed to be roaming around trying to see whom they might devour. They are not going to be lunch for them. Amen? Say that. I'm not going to be lunch for them. Pray, see the Lord. So, I am delivered. Sing it. Praise the Lord. We are up here to pray now. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. Now I am delivered. Praise. If there's anybody here right now among you, please up for us. And you know that, see, you have a stronghold of some of these things. You need to be set free. You need deliverance. I want you to come forward and let's pray for you. Because if somebody is having a stronghold, means that you have tried it, you cast them out, they look like Jesus. Something is hold your mind tight. You need to be, it needs to be broken by the authority and the anointing of the name of Jesus Christ. So if you have any stronghold that you need deliverance, I want you to come forward so we can pray for you. Because what we are talking about is the weapon the enemy uses. When they bound people's mind, it's almost like homosexuality. Those demons, when they bind the people's idea, they think they are created like that. It's come from ideas, suggestions. Very soon they are practicing homosexuality. Very soon they are now saying, well, they are actually a breed of human beings that God created like that. That's now, they are now stronghold of ideas and ideas, and you need to be set free by the authority of the name of Jesus. So if you have any idea that have taking hold of your mind, and you are now realizing that this is an evil idea that makes me think like this, you need to be delivered. Because sometimes your own trying to say, get out, be nowhere, you need somebody to come out, to command them to leave you. So if you need that deliverance now, come forward while we sing this song, so that we can pray for you. I am delivered, thank you. Praise the Lord. I am delivered, just stay there. By his blood. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, I am delivered, praise the Lord. Again, I am delivered, Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, I am delivered. I don't have to mention your own offenses or ideas. If you know, you just think about it. If you know that this thing, I've been abhorring it, it's been in my mind too many times, you have not been able to get rid of it, you need deliverance, just come, we pray along with you. Because it could be in any form. Those ideas of the demon, they come in so many forms. Some people, they talk, well, gee, they have no way to make money, they are selling their body into prostitution, and that's, nobody can tell them that it's not right, or they are just selling drugs, and they'll be comforting themselves that, well, that's the only way to make money. It's an idea. It's a suggestion, but it's evil. There's a way the Lord can set you free. And then you won't believe that anymore. You will have to change your ways unto the Lord. It's not by you saying, yeah, I just have to do it. I just have to do drugs. I just have to sell it. That's not, there's a way. Don't let the devil sell you into ideas that are evil. That's why we want you to come. We break this chain. My sister, come for us. Let's pray. Everybody pray along for us. Just keep praying. Pray. Everybody pray. Sister? My sister, come forward. Come closer here. Now you can also cast these demons out, those that we, that you have authority over. You have to know that if I say leave me in the name of Jesus Christ, it is you cooperating. Many times we are cooperating with those ideas. That's when they take a foothold. But when you begin to reject the ideas in your mind, then they begin to leave. Until you begin to resist them, they won't leave. It's like, hey, it also stay. But you have to reject the idea. You have to reject the force. You have to resist it, and also you have to say, I don't believe this anymore. Satan, leave me alone. Your ideas, get out of my mind. Now, what is your stronghold that you want to tell me? You want to tell me anything? Can you tell me what you need prayer for?
I need prayer for, just sexual sins.
Okay. Now, you know that it's evil. I want Jesus Christ to set you free. Okay. Everybody stretch forth your hands towards this brother. It is written, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The Son of the living God make you free from all the strongholds of the enemy. Whatever is the offenses, sexual behavior, we set you free. And we break every chain of the enemy that have been holding you to that in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting this young man free from this evil. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for you to pay for that atonement. The Lord Jesus Christ, break this chain in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, but let this chain be broken from this brother. In the name of Jesus, set his mind free from all the evil ideas. From all the self-comforting ideas that things are where it's okay to do, it's not okay. Once you know it is evil, once you say, if our mind condemns, our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. Father, she has confessed it that she wanted to be set free. Lord, set her free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon her from the hairs of his head to the sole of his feet. Holy Ghost fire, break every shame, break every sin, break every evil ideas, break every loss of the eyes and loss of the flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The Lord set you free. Kneel down there, just thank you, Lord. What is your problem and what do you do for you?
I've been moving far in life now, and I've been able to see things I've been on this challenge. I've been in this race now, too. I can't do it fast by myself, so I've been taking slow paces, but doubt's been coming to my mind.
Okay, let's agree that the Lord will strengthen your spirit. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because your word has said, Christ in us is the hope of glory. It is Jesus that did it for you, not by your own strength. By his stripes you were healed, not by your own strength. It is the grace of God now, just rest in the Lord. Rest it and commit it unto the hand of the Lord. Don't try to struggle and try to do anything. Just say, Jesus, I commit my life into your hand. Say it. Jesus, say, Jesus, I commit my life into your care. You are my strength. You are my shield. You are able to save me to the uttermost. And the Lord Jesus Christ said it himself. He said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And he has said, my Father that gave them me is greater than all. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Yes, no man can pluck you out of Jesus' hand. Rest in that word. Trust in that word and just rest your mind on that word. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let her mind be rested in the word of living God, that she is set free and delivered from every evil, from every vice, in the name of Jesus Christ. For by his stripes you were healed, and by his blood you were redeemed. He set you free on the cross. He was thinking about you on that day when he went to the cross, and he has set you free, and you shall remain free indeed. Just keep your mind in the word of God. Continue to meditate on the word, and let the word of God pardon. Stay in the assembly of the saints in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for setting her free. We thank you, Lord, for delivering her. We thank you, Lord, for giving her new lease in life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word of God abide in her heart. Answer in Jesus' name, pray. Just thank you, Lord. Just kneel down and thank you. Let's clap for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we are going to wrap up the fellowship. We are going to wrap up the fellowship. And believing God that is going to... We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah.
Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the word of God. The word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow the and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.